This is your Concordia All Sports Report. My name is Eric Cumley, and welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic week of Concordia Athletics. As I said last week, we are continuing spring sports as it is springtime, and hopefully the weather starts heating up. And we're going to just kick it off right real quick with baseball. We'll also talk about some softball and track and field today. So, like I said, baseball had four total games. Two on Thursday, two on Friday. Both of them were against Northwestern. Both of them were doubleheaders. And baseball had a pretty good series. We won the series 3-1. We won every game except the last game. And the orders of the games go by 4-3 win us, 4-3 win. We won both games on Thursday. And then Friday, we opened up with a 7-5 win, and then a heartbreaking loss, 14-13. Northwestern was just able to edge us out there by one run. But that second doubleheader, the second half of the series, that was a very, very good series by not just Concordia, but it was just a very good series overall. Concordia was leading 5-1 going into the top of the seventh inning, and Northwestern rallied off four runs, three hits, and they tied it up 5-5. And then going into the bottom of the seventh, Concordia was tied, and Jesse Garcia homered a ball to the right field and brought in two runs with it. We won the game 7-5 right there. Pretty good batting for Concordia. We had a total of seven runs, six RBIs, and seven hits. On the day, Ben Berg got a run. Jesse Garcia got a home run. Carlos Benavides got a run. Joey Grabanski and Keaton Kander and Jaden Adams all got runs and scored for Concordia. Pitching for Concordia, Christian Gutierrez got most of the pitching. He had seven strikeouts. He allowed six hits. He pitched for six total innings. And then Jacob Lycan came in to finish out the game, and he only allowed one hit and one run. So pretty good pitching for that game. And going over to the 14-13 loss, there were just a lot of hits overall. I mean, in each inning, we started off the game, Northwestern scoring two runs, and then Concordia bounced right back and scored two runs of their own. In the second inning, nobody scored. In the third inning, Northwestern scored one run, and Concordia did not. Fourth inning, Northwestern did not score, and neither did Concordia. Fifth inning, Northwestern scored one run, and Concordia battled all the way back and scored six runs of their own. Northwestern in the sixth inning didn't score anything, and Concordia in the sixth inning scored four runs. In the seventh inning, Northwestern did not score a run. Concordia also did not score a run. And then, coming into the eighth inning, Northwestern pulled nine runs out of nowhere. And in the eighth inning, Concordia only scored one. And at this point, the game was tied 13-13. And at the top of the ninth inning, Northwestern scored the game-winning run, and at the bottom of the ninth, Concordia didn't do anything. They did not score. They did not hit. They did not do very good in that bottom of the ninth inning. So it's a heartbreaking loss, really, to have that many runs scored in so many innings and then ended up losing in the bottom of the ninth. Continuing with batting, Concordia had 13 runs, 12 hits, 12 RBIs, and 37 total at-bats. Pitching for Concordia was Caden Johnson. He got most of the pitching. He had four innings. He had four strikeouts on the day. He allowed five hits. And then Daniel Riviera also pitched three innings of his own. He had five strikeouts on the day, and he only allowed four hits. Nathan Beckelew finished out the game. He had two strikeouts. He only allowed two hits as well, and he pitched that last inning. It was a good game. We played a good game. We just couldn't quite get it done. And that's tough to see, really, because with how many runs you score, it's just hard not having the greatest defense during that game. On to the next game, which will be against Midland University on April 2nd in Fremont, Nebraska. That is a doubleheader. And then on April 3rd, they will also play Midland University again. This time it'll be at Plum Creek Ballpark. Times for April 2nd is 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And times for April 3rd is 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. So we have another series, four-game series going on. And hopefully we can finish this one out and not drop a game. As of right now, we are currently 18-7-1, 7-1 in GPAC. That one loss was to Northwestern that we just lost, so tough to see, but it was a very good series overall. Going on to the women's split another series. They split the series with Dort University on March 26th. The first game they lost 2-0, and then the second game they were able to bounce back and win 4-2. Like I said, they split another series, so their record again is 12-12, 500 overall, 1-3 in the GPAC. The softball team is not living up to par in standards right now. Usually we have a very good softball team, but they're perfectly mediocre at 500. Getting into that 2-0 loss against Dort, our batting was not good at all. We only had two hits on the entire day out of 23 bats. Nothing. It was not a very good game for us. But our defense kind of looked a little strong, as we only allowed six hits and two runs at 28 at-bats. Cameron Moore got the pitching. She pitched all seven innings for the softball team. She had a total of eight strikeouts. And like I said, she allowed six hits and two runs, but it was just not a very good game for us, for the softball team. In the second inning, Dort scored their first run, and then to seal it away in the fifth inning, Dort scored their second run, and Concordia only had one hit in the seventh inning, and that was about it, and nothing else happened there. It was just it's not great to see. And then, like I said, they bounced back to win the second game against Dort 2-4, and that batting looked better. They had four runs, eight hits, four RBIs, 25 at-bats. They came out in the first inning. They scored one run and had two hits. So, I mean, that's already looking better than what it was in the first game. In the fourth inning, Dort scored their one run, and they had two hits in that inning. So it's a 1-1 tie right there. And then Concordia in the fifth inning, in the bottom of the fifth, they decided that they wanted to bat, and they had three runs, four total hits. Dort in the seventh inning just couldn't pull it out. They only had one run and two hits, which would make it 4-2 win us. So good job to them. Great job for that defense in the seventh inning to put the game away, really. Jersey Rowe got the start for pitching, and she pitched the entire game. She had three strikeouts. She had seven hits, but she only allowed two runs. The hitting part, it's not bad getting hit on as long as you don't score. I mean, I'd rather get a score than a hit, and I think everybody else would too. Like I said, the softball team, they're not dominating as well as what they have in the past. They're really splitting a lot of games this year, as you can tell that they are 12-12. But they're not doing bad. I mean, they're not giving up in any games. They're always in most of them. It's just we're close, and we just need to finish it out. And also, that Sunday game against College of St. Mary, they were supposed to have a game against College of St. Mary on March 27th, but due to cold temperatures, that game has been postponed again. That game was postponed once already and moved to March 27th. Well, it's been moved again to April 4th at 5 p.m., still in Plum Creek, but just been postponed yet again. Next up for the softball team, they will play Doane University on March 29th at 5 p.m., and then they will also play Doane University again, a doubleheader, at 7 p.m. That game is scheduled at Plum Creek Ballpark. And then this weekend, they will play Northwestern College on April 2nd. That's a doubleheader, and that game starts at 1 p.m., and the second game is supposed to start at 3 p.m. That game will be at Orange City, Iowa, so that's an away game for this weekend. Hopefully our women's can win the whole series instead of splitting it and kind of get that record getting better than just 500. Because right now, it's still the beginning of the season, but there's a lot of games and all of them matter in baseball and softball. Track and field has just started back up. You may remember we talked about indoor track and field and our women's placing third at Nationals just a couple weeks ago. Well, they are back and ready for outdoor track and field, as they were at the Doane Icebreaker. And we had a pretty good showing. We had a couple B standards finish and some event titles. We didn't have any A standards, but it was the first meet for outdoor track and field. So, you know, getting a couple Bs right away is pretty good for us and only shows that we can and will get better. Those B standards go as Jordan Anderson in the shot put, throwing 43 feet, 5 1/4 inch. Mackenzie Farrell in the hammer throw, throwing 160 feet, 4 inches. Sarah Ragland in the hammer throw, throwing 161 feet, 6 inches. Chris Wren in the hammer throw, 178 feet even. Those were all the B standards, so again, our throwing team is very good. And then going back to the event titles, the titles that we won in the Doan Icebreaker Challenge. The men's 4x800 meter relay won that race with a time of 8 minutes, 20.87 seconds. The women's 4x800 meter relay running 10 minutes, 7.61 seconds. Jordan Anderson in the shot put, I already mentioned her with her throw of 43 feet, 5 1/4 inch. Carrie Bauer won the 400 meters running a time of 1 minute, 0.22 seconds. Riley Hecker in the 1,500 meter run, running 4 minutes, 49.72 seconds. And Sarah Huss in the discus, throwing 138 feet, 11 inches. Very good performance by our throwers and our relay teams, really. Riley Hecker is someone we always talk about. We always talk about her in cross country as well. She does very good for us in the track and field scene as well. But very good first outing for our throwing team. We had some other athletes do pretty good, and not just, they didn't win and they didn't qualify for B standards, but for the first meet of the year for outdoor, it was a good showing. And for the brisk cold weather that happened this weekend, it was good. Going on to their next meet. Their next meet will be this weekend at the UNK Hastings Central Nebraska Challenge. That'll be on April 2nd at 11 a.m. in Kearney, Nebraska. Track and field is just now starting back up, and we had some pretty good showings. They will continue to get better as we had so many more go to nationals for indoor track and field, and so many more who are going to get better when the weather warms up for outdoor track and field. I'm excited to watch them run, throw, and jump, and just compete overall. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening to me and tuning in. Tune in next week as we will continue on Concordia All Sports week by week. Follow me on Twitter at Koopski and email me at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Again, thank you all for listening and have a great day. Bye.